It's the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares. Hot 1027 breakfast, and that time of the morning for us to welcome into studio Reverend Shona. Good morning, Rev.
Good morning, Bunny. So good to be with you this morning.
And I know that whenever you're in studio, it means we're going to be doing a little bit of caring. It means we're going to be making a meaningful difference, and hopefully we're going to be able to do just that. So this morning, we encountered a letter, a story of a young boy, an eight-year-old boy named Leroy, who's in grade two. Unfortunately, he's falling behind in school, and despite trying so hard, he and his mother, Michaela, who works in admin at a car dealership, reached out for help. Actually, it was Michaela's boss who reached out to us to say, you know, she's such a dedicated mother. She's working so hard. Something that Leroy really needs is just out of his reach. And hopefully it's something that Hot Cares and Hot 1027 can intervene with, because I can imagine you're a parent, Shona, watching your child struggle through school is a really difficult thing to do. And it's no place for a mother when you're trying to do your best for your child.
I think it's one of the worst things. And I also had, I had to teach grade two class once because the teacher was absent. And I know that if a child is slightly different, the touring can be a little cruel.
So we've got Michaela on the line. That's Leroy's mum. Good morning, Michaela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are wonderful. Thank you very much. Now, tell us a little bit about Leroy. What kind of little boy is he?
So Leroy is, he's honestly full of life. He's also very talkative. He talks non-stop from morning to night. He enjoys soccer to the fullest. And yeah, he's just my little ray of sunshine. Yeah, whatever, if I need him to do anything, he's on the ball. Yeah. That's Leroy in a nutshell. He is just a very, very sweet soul, my little, I call him my munchkin.
Shit, man. Tell us, Michaela, when did you notice that Leroy was struggling at school? When did it come to your attention?
So I picked up during, you know, the grade one, where I actually went to the teachers and I said, you know, what I'm picking up, is it normal? Yeah, so I picked up in grade one, and the teachers kept telling me, no, as time goes on, you know, he'll get better. But then I said to myself, no, man, I can see he's struggling, and, you know, why am I the only one that can pick this up? Yeah, so I took him to a place called, like, it's where they give, like, a free assessment, so forth. Yeah. And to them, it was like, ugh, you'll get better with time. Yeah, so I've picked it up from grade one already that he is struggling.
So as another mom, I know what it's like if your child starts struggling. What's it been like for you emotionally, for Leroy and for you, to see him fall further behind?
So it really drains me, because I have, you know, spoken to my boss. Well, I open up a lot to him. And I've asked him, I said to him, listen, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel as a mother, or mothers, maybe I'm speaking for a lot of other mothers, we're not equipped for this, you know. I have a daughter, and she was just on the ball. You know, my daughter was, I know what to do, I do it. When Leroy came, I was like, you know, I was like, okay, I know two kids are not the same. And now I have this, and I just don't know what to do, who to turn to, how to help.
And then you mentioned that an educational assessment would help. And I know that at the moment it's beyond your reach. You said you went for one that was just a general one and they didn't really help.
Yeah.
What would it mean for you and for Leroy if we gave you an educational assessment?
So it would, honestly, it would mean a lot, because I genuinely don't love or like seeing my son struggle. You know, I was actually telling my boss one day, this is actually when I broke down to him, because I said, you know, my son came home and he said to me, Mommy, is there something wrong with me? Because my friends are all on reader three and I'm still on one. And I just broke down and I said, you know, Leroy, everybody is unique in their own way. And we will get there, even if it means, you know, I don't know what I need to go do. Maybe sell some organs.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I think it's very clear to Bunny, myself, and to Dion how much you love your son, Michaela. And it's heartbreaking and difficult that something as important as a proper educational assessment is just out of your reach. And Leroy does deserve a fair shot. The right diagnosis and therapy could be the difference between staying stuck or catching up and believing in himself again.
Yeah. I think that's a really important part there, Shona, that self-belief, because even now he's already noticing that he feels different and he's got those niggles of self-doubt.
Mm.
And you've also mentioned that the financial cost is just out of reach with your husband's retrenchment, and you guys are on financial recovery, on that road to recovery, and this is just out of reach. And we know how much you want to do this for, Leroy. And so we thought we'd reach out to our friends at Silver Star, who love to pay it forward. We're joined on the line by Dion Basson from Silver Star. Good morning, Dion.
Morning, Bunny. Morning, Jonah.
Morning.
Hi, Dion.
Hi, Miguela.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Yeah, so look, firstly, when our friends there at Heart Cares made us aware of Leroy's struggles and you know, the story that really stood out for me is your dedication and unwavering support to your son. Being a father myself, I know how difficult it is when you see your kids struggling with anything, but something as important as academics, you know, and like we've just highlighted, the emotional impact, you know, is realizing that he's not on the same level as his kids. You don't want him to have that emotional setback, so to speak.
Yes.
So, you know, from our side here at Silver Star and Silver Star Pays Forward, we are going to cover the cost of Leroy's educational assessment up to 10,000 Rand. And then we're also going to add 15,000 Rand towards any follow-up therapies that will be identified so that we can ensure that he gets the right professional assistance so that he can thrive and regain his confidence and catch up to his peers.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
It'll be pleasure.
Thank you so much. I think I can just hug my boss. I honestly didn't know. He just said to me, Michaela, don't stress. And I'm like, how can you tell me not to stress?
Yeah.
Another life changed with the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.